Hi, Robert, please.
Go ahead.
Hi, Robert. My name is Denise, and our recorded line. This is regarding the Roundup lawsuit. Are you still interested in participating, or do you have an attorney already?
I do not have an attorney, but I'm so sick, I don't really want to go anywhere, so I'm fine. I appreciate your call.
I'm sorry to hear that you're sick. You wouldn't have to go anywhere. Everything is taken care of, like over the phone and through email, in the beginning initially, and then they'll keep directing you on the next steps. But it is a mass tort lawsuit. A lot of people have been affected by Roundup herbicide, and we're just trying to help as many people as possible. I asked you some questions to see if we could keep moving forward with more questions.
How many?
So in the beginning, it's just like a few questions to see if maybe you meet the criteria or not.
Okay.
So as long as there's no attorney present, you haven't signed anything for a law firm, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I will put that on here.
I mean, I had one who wanted me to, and I stopped.
Oh, I see. So did you go through an entire intake with somebody, but you did not
Pretty much,
sign?
but then
Oh.
I didn't sign. I declined to you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They wanted information I didn't want to give.
Yeah, and in the beginning, we do gather a lot of information in order to build a strong case. We definitely need a lot of information, but we walk you through it all, and support you through it. Because I know it's not easy to remember certain dates and on and on. What were you diagnosed with after spraying Roundup?
I have both chronic leukemia and chronic lymphoma.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Chronic lymphoma. Okay. So then the chronic leukemia, is that the full name?
Well, one's CLL and one's SLL, so chronic
CLL.
lymphocytic leukemia.
Oh,
CLL and
okay.
SLL are their technical names.
Oh, I see. Okay. So CLL and SLL, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I do have here, let's see, CLL. I do see it on the list here. Let me make sure. Yeah, chronic lymphatic leukemia, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then the other one is SLL. Let me see here. And that would be small lymphatic lymphoma.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Let's see here. When were you diagnosed with both?
Probably both. I mean, first it was CLL and then SLL later. CLL was probably the end of August in 2022, and the SLL would have been the end of September of 2022.
September of 2022. Okay, thank you for that information. So right now what we can do is work with one, and then I'll put the other one in the notes. So specifically for the CLL, you said it was end of August of 2022. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, I'll put that on here. So August of 2022, and you said it was end of August, so we can put like the
Says the next 28.
28th around there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. What was your age at the time of diagnosis
I was 68.
with CLL? 68?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 67. I forget how old I was then. 67, maybe.
Okay.
I was born in 55, February 55.
I see. Okay. And then what was your age at the time of diagnosis for well, you said it was around the same time,
At the
right?
same
So
time,
yeah.
yeah. One was August, one was September, about a month apart.
Oh
Had to get a
yeah. So you were
biopsy
the
and
same
all that.
age.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. And how many times did you spray around it for?
Oh, it probably was
You said once.
11 or 12 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Probably
I heard
2 to 3 times a year.
2 to 3 times a year
For 12 years.
for 12 years. Okay.
Yes.
So 2 to 3 times a year for 12 years, that would be around 36 exposures of Roundup. Does that sound right?
That sounds about right, yep.
Okay. Okay, let's see if we can keep moving forward here. So far, we're able to keep moving forward based on the information that you provided. So let me go to the top here because I do have to make sure that you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. Is that correct, Mr. Robert?
At this point,
Okay, and then you do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. Is that correct? You are willing to affirm
that's
that you
correct.
have not signed any documents. Okay. And then, again, I'm sorry to hear about the diagnosis. Is it Mr. Mondale, or can I call you Robert?
Just call me Robert, yeah.
Robert, okay. And then, have you had more than one NHL diagnosis? And I guess that would be a yes because you had the CLL and SLL. So let me put yes. And then if so, what's the subtype? Let me put SLL on here. And then date of the secondary diagnosis. You did share that with me. That was September of 2022. Was it the beginning of September of 2022?
It'd be towards the end of the month.
Okay, so we can put like around the 28th for that one as well. And then we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. So I'll put self on here. And then what year were you diagnosed? And you did mention 2022. So then let's put on here. Okay, so I did put that on there. And then when did you receive diagnosis? And we did put on there 8/28 of 2022. And then do you know of any family, friends, coworkers that were also affected that we can help?
No.
Okay, no problem. Then you'll always have my direct line. I can send it to you after the call in case you do come across someone. And then let's see here. What was your age at the time of diagnosis? And you did share that with me. You said around 67 or 68.
Right, it's probably 67, but you know.
Okay, between 18 through 79. Okay. Time of diagnosis. Okay. And then let's see, how many years were you spraying Roundup? And you did answer that already. You said you were spraying Roundup for 12 years.
Correct.
Okay. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? And I know the question, I mean, I know the answer to this, but I have to ask. It's a recorded call for quality assurance. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
smartphone.
Okay. And then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then, as far as any illnesses, I do have to read these off to you. Please let me know if any of these pertain to you. The first one, HIV/AIDS, autoimmune
No.
disease. Okay.
No.
Hepatitis C,
No.
rheumatoid arthritis.
No.
Okay. Diabetes mellitus.
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than NHL diagnosis.
No.
Okay. Family history of cancer.
My dad had melanoma, but they just removed it. It was a skin cancer thing.
Okay. I'll put that in the notes here.
And then my
Or
mother had lung cancer. She was a smoker.
mother had lung cancer. Sorry to hear that. And then as far as the organ transplant,
I've
have
not had
you?
any.
Okay. And then hepatitis B. Epstein-Barr, however you
Never
say
heard of
that.
it. No,
Okay.
no.
Lupus.
No.
Okay. No problem. So let me see here. Okay. And then let me enter your first name in this section, Robert, and then last name, Mundahl. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, it's L.
L as in Lima, okay. And then do you have a suffix to your name like junior, senior?
No.
Okay. And then we ask everyone this for quality assurance purposes. Can you please confirm your gender?
I am male.
Okay. And then are you married?
Yes.
Okay. And then your date of birth, please.
2-7-55.
Okay, 2/7/1955. So your current age?
70.
Okay. And then let's see here. Can I get your social security? And this is for the law firm to do an identity verification. So this is for your protection to match your medical records.
Yeah, I think we got this far last time, and I don't like giving my social security
Oh,
number
I
away.
understand. I would feel the same way. Are you comfortable at least giving your last four?
Sure, it's 0171.
0171.
Correct.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your injuries, like your diagnosis?
I think social media initially, and then I saw some things on TV, but it was mostly social media posts.
Okay. That's how you discovered. Okay.
That's how I first saw about it, yeah.
Okay. Got it. Social media post. Okay. And then when did you first become aware that your diagnosis may have been related to Roundup? And I have to put like an actual date on here. Even if it's just a guesstimate, it doesn't have to be exact, obviously. I don't expect you to remember the exact date.
I suppose it was probably a year into the process, so probably the July or August of 2023.
July or August of 2022?
2023.
2023, got it. Okay. So then, is it safe to just put like July 1st since I have to put an
Sure,
actual date?
sure.
Okay. And then this intake does require height, weight, and your height and weight.
Okay. I'm
5'10". 5'10". Okay.
And 230.
230. Okay. And then I have an email on file. M as in Mary, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, K as in Kite, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, O1973@AOL.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I have a phone number, 507-384-1171. And can you remind me, this is a cell phone number, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then now it's asking for your spouse information, first
okay.
name, last name, phone number.
First name is Margaret. Same last name.
Okay.
9552.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat her phone number?
Oh, her phone number is same area code, zip code, but it's 1291. So 507-384-1291.
Oh, let me write it down. I'm sorry. 507.
384-1291.
Okay. 507-384-1291. And then her first name, Margaret, as in M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T-T.
Just one T.
Just one T. Got it. Same last name. Okay. Perfect. And then, so now we get into like how often you were spraying. I know you mentioned 2 to 3 times a year. So it's asking how many times per year did you use Roundup? So let's go with 3, because you did say around 2 to 3 times. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. When did you start spraying Roundup?
It would have been 2007.
Okay. So you first started spraying Roundup in 2007, and I do have to put an actual date again. It could be like, was it the summer of 2007, spring?
I would probably put June 15th of 2007.
Okay. June 15th of 2007. And then approximately, when did you stop spraying Roundup?
The last time I used it would have probably been August 15th of 2019.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And let's continue on here. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
I did for my hands, but I think back then it was in the middle of summer. I was wearing shorts. I know I got some on my legs. And
okay, so I'll put, did use gear on hands, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And did
but
you say your...
Face and legs.
I'm sorry?
But not on my face or legs.
Not on face or legs. Okay. Thank you for that information, Robert. Where did you apply and how big of an area was it applied?
We were in a campground area, and everyone on the campground was responsible for the weeds that went around their property. And so, you know, the lots were probably, I would say, 75 feet by 90 feet.
75 square. Feet by, did you say 75 by 90 feet?
Correct.
Square.
It was our responsibility to spray all the weeds on our site, the road coming in around the bottom of our RV. In fact, we were on a, backed up next to a blue, and so we had lots of weeds back there that we would spray to keep down.
Oh, got it. Okay. Okay. I'm just typing some notes in here. Let me make sure everything is spelled correctly. So it was a campground area. Everyone in the campground was in charge of the weeds around the property. The property was around 75 feet by 90 feet square. And it was everyone's responsibility, right, to
That's correct.
sp
Yep.
spray the weeds. Okay. Okay. Thank you for that information, Robert. And what state did you use the product in?
Minnesota.
Okay. And what was your exposure? Occupational, commercial, agriculture, residential?
I would put residential, yeah.
Okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? And I know some of these questions may sound redundant, but I am required to ask them.
By spraying my camp lot for weeds.
Okay. Let me copy and paste this above here. By spraying the campground. Okay, for weeds.
My
Okay.
camp lot, yeah, by weed, yep.
Okay. I'll put that on there. And then how were you exposed? So were you spraying directly?
I was spraying directly, yes.
Okay. Did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
How often? All the time that I sprayed, I was
Yeah, let
present.
me put this on there. Okay. And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? And I think we did the math earlier. You said 2 to 3 times a year for 12 years. That would have been around 36 exposures of Roundup. Does that sound right?
Sure.
Okay. And then did you ever get your water from a well?
Ever get my water from a well?
Yes.
Probably. We lived out in the country for a little bit, for probably 3 years.
Okay. And then if yes, was the water well been tested? Has it been tested?
Since I drank out of it, I highly doubt it. It was
Okay.
clean water.
Okay, no problem. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
I don't think so. I mean, I worked when I was in college, I worked for a farmer a little bit, but I mostly did groundwork. I didn't do pesticide work.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to benzene?
I don't think so.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup was used? Do you remember if it was concentrate or premix?
Was pre-mixed because all I had to do was take the hose and then it was under pressure and it'd spray. Yeah.
Okay. And then when and where was the Roundup purchased?
I usually bought it from a company called Lowe's, Lowes, Lowe's.
Okay.
That would have been in Waseca, Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Okay. Did you say Lasica?
Waseca, Waseca.
Okay, Minnesota, got it. Okay, and then do you have receipts of Roundup purchases?
From 2019, no, I don't.
Okay, no problem. And then, do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I we my wife and I travel now, so we're not in any one campground. We were in that campground for 13 years.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you guys travel now. Okay.
So I don't
Yeah,
have to
we
take care of my
always.
campground anymore.
Yeah, no problem at all. We always advise that if you do come across any Roundup, just do not destroy it or tamper with it because the law firm would need some pictures of it. But you said you don't have any in your possession, so
I do not. No.
okay. And then, have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
Most of that came after I retired.
Okay. So I'll
So.
put no. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then, other than minor traffic offenses, have you been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then, as far as the diagnosing doctor, so who diagnosed you with non-Hodgkin's or CLL or NSLL?
We were working at a state park in South Dakota in Custer, and the general diagnosis was done out of the Rapid City Hospital.
Rapid City Hospital. And what state?
I think it's Monument. It's called Monument Hospital in Rapid City. It's in South Dakota.
South Dakota, you did say that. Okay. South Dakota. Okay, I do
They
see
would
it here.
send tests to the Mayo in Minnesota. They would do their own tests and then send them on to Mayo in Minnesota
Oh, I
as
see.
well.
Okay. I
And then
did.
since I was
Go ahead. Sorry.
moving down to where my daughter was at, I eventually ended up at Delbert Day Cancer Institute, and Dr. Guerrero Garcia was the one who followed through initially with the diagnosis.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I moved
So,
right when I was diagnosed.
oh, okay. Just
So I
writing
went from
some.
Rapid City, South Dakota area down to Rolla, Missouri.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I understood you correctly. Initially, you were at Monument Health Rapid City Hospital. You were diagnosed with
Yes.
one of the conditions there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, CLL.
So then let me put, since we're doing CLL, we're focusing on CLL, we'll put that in there. And then I'll put the rest in the notes. So Monument Health Rapid City Hospital. And then I have it here as 353 Fairmont Boulevard, Rapid City. Is that correct?
Sounds good to me. I don't
Okay.
mind that.
Yeah, it just says Rapid City SD 57701. I'll put that address in here. And then diagnosing physician phone number 605-755-1000. And do you remember the doctor you saw at Monument Health Rapid City?
I mean, if you gave me a list of the names, I could probably recognize it, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. I've seen four different oncologists, so.
Oh, I see. Okay. I don't see. Oh, wait. Are these it? I see Prima Abraham Shakil Aham or something like that, Ahmed. Mark Aldridge, Richard Ellen, Oksana Andon, Jorge Aguilar, Matthew Anderson. None
Was
of
it a
those sound familiar.
monument cancer? Well,
Yeah.
he was
Let me click on cancer care. But even
have a
then,
cancer,
it's not
the Cancer
really,
Institute.
yeah, it's not really giving me. Wait, here we go. Oncology.
Monument cancer. Yeah, there you go.
Bayan, Gayson, Than Than, Adele
That's not good at
Ghani.
all. The
Yeah,
Than
it's a
Than doesn't
female
work.
doctor. Than Than, I?
Nope,
No.
nope, nope. Go on. It was a male doctor who was foreign. I don't know.
James Cosman, Eric,
Nope.
Michael Schwartz, Daniel, and then the rest, it looks like they're females. Yeah, the rest are females.
Nope.
So we didn't have much luck, I guess.
It looked like he was from, like Egypt or something like that.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Let me see if I click on another link here if I see anything else. Internal medicine.
Yeah, he was in the Cancer Monument Cancer Center and
Yeah, so what I can
oncology.
put on here is oncology. Oncology department, cancer center.
Yeah. And here's the deal. I was first diagnosed, and actually before I got connected to an oncology department, I moved to Rolla, Missouri, and that Guerrero Garcia at the WD Cancer Institute, he's the one that worked with me for a while until I actually came back then to Rapid. I worked another summer in Rapid, and that's where I started treatment. It would have been in June of 2023 under
Oh,
that
okay.
oncology department.
Got it. So let me look up Herrera Garcia then.
Yep.
Herrera Garcia and he...
Guerrero, G-A-R,
Oh, Guerrera.
G-E-R, Guerrero Garcia.
Guerrero Garcia. Okay. And
Under
then
the,
he's out of you said Minnesota, correct? Or
no, he's out of Missouri, Delbert Day Cancer Institute, out of Rolla,
Missouri.
Missouri.
Cancer Institute. Okay, let's see. I did find a Thomas Guerrero Garcia,
That's
MD.
him. That's him.
Okay, medical
That's
oncologist,
him.
hematologist, Phelps Health in Rolla, Missouri.
Yes, that's him.
Okay, let me enter his information in the notes.
Don't you put him down? Because I really didn't do anything in South Dakota initially.
Okay.
They just referred me then to this place because that's where I was going.
Oh, okay. So then let's just put him down then. I'll
Yeah,
put
yeah.
him instead of the South Dakota one, and then diagnosing doctor address. I am seeing one on 1060 West 10th Street, Roya.
Yes.
Okay. Let me copy and paste. And then phone number 573-364-9000. Perfect. So now we have him in here. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life, Robert?
I am currently on an inhibitor for the rest of my life. I take two cancer meds a day that suppresses the CLL and allows my healthy cells to primarily operate. So I mean, I have intestinal issues. The drugs are pretty toxic.
Oh no.
But I always tell people I get about 20 good days a month and 10 days that aren't quite so good.
Yeah, that must be tough. I'm always like, when I hear anything like this, I always hope that you have somebody like, you know, sounds like you have your wife. So
yep,
hopefully she's been a great support. Good. I'm happy to hear that. Just writing these notes here. And you said currently you're on an inhibitor, correct?
It's called Quince, yes.
Okay.
Twice a day.
Oh, wow. Okay. And as far as the meds, you did mention that you're on meds that suppresses the CLL. How many meds did you say?
I do twice a day.
Twice a day. Okay.
Twice a day. About $280 a day.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. And Robert, do you have a copy of your medical records that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
You know, I don't know if I do. I think maybe I do on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look to see.
Okay.
I think I looked here not too long ago, and I think I do have a copy of something.
Okay, perfect. I'll put yes for now.
So when we retired and started traveling, most of our papers are sitting at my daughter's house in Missouri.
No problem. So for now, we'll put yes. The law firm will definitely go over all the medical records guidelines with you.
Okay.
And then, yeah. So medical treatment, now they're asking, like, as far as we know that Thomas Guerrero Garcia diagnosed you initially, was he the same doctor who treated you? It sounds like he was.
He did not start. In other words, my counts had dropped low enough where it was going to start just when I moved again back to Rapid City to
mm-hmm.
do my work at the state park.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor in Rapid City actually started me on Colquince. So I started in June 4th of 2023.
June 4th of 2023. Okay.
Yeah.
So who was doing the treatment, the Colquince?
Well, we tried to look it up and you can't find him.
Oh, that's the Rapid?
Yes.
Rapid City
Monument.
Okay. We can put... We can put that information in that section. So I'll put Monument Health Rapid City Hospital.
Oncology.
Okay. And you said you saw a few different oncologists, correct?
Right. I saw him in Rapid. I saw a Dr. Shaw in oncologist in Faribault, Minnesota. I wanted a second opinion at a certain point.
Mm-hmm. But at the, when you were there at Monument Health or Rapid specifically?
No, he was the only guy.
Got it. Okay. But you don't remember the first name at all? Like, we could at least put a first name if you remember it.
I mean, it was foreign, so I don't think I could pronounce it.
Okay.
I mean, every one of my oncologists are not white European guys, so.
I know. I mean, I had a hard time pronouncing their names when I looked them up because a lot of them were foreign for sure. I guess they make the best doctors.
Even the one when I see in Texas here, his name is Villamil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't tell me how to spell it, but that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. And then date treated, you did mention to me it was June 4th of 2023, so I'll put
when
June.
When I started on Colquince, yes.
Okay. And then healthcare facility, monument.
Again, Yes. Again, the treatments are personal. I take pills at home. I don't go anywhere to get treatment.
Okay.
They send me drugs. I take the drugs. I go into the oncologist. He does test results. He does blood work up. If everything's going good, they keep sending me drugs.
Okay, got it. And then date treated at the hospital, date treated at the healthcare facility. So I guess that would be the same one. It's
Right, I'm not
2023.
treated at any, I'm not treated anywhere.
Yeah, no, I understand, but they run the tests and do everything there, and then they send you
Yeah.
everything in the mail. Let me put that in the
That's
notes
correct.
so there's no confusion on that. Let's see.
Yes, I mean I have I do blood work continually. They do CAT scans continually, but treatments are sent to me
CAT
in the mail.
scans, blood work.
Long as all my blood work and the CAT scans show good, they keep sending me drugs.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then I did write that in the notes as well, so then there's no confusion on that. And then so it's asking three different things. It's asking for the hospital name, the healthcare facility, and also the oncology practice name. So I'm assuming this would all be the same, Monument Health, Rapid City.
Well, again, that was the initial diagnosis, but the
Yes.
processing was done at Delbert Day Cancer Institute in Rolla, Missouri. And then I went back there to the oncology department in Rapid, and then that's when they started treatments.
Okay.
They
So
send
why
me
don't
boomerang.
so the doctor Thomas Guerrera, when we
Yes,
looked him
Guerrero
up,
Garcia.
he came
Yeah.
up as Phelps Health in Missouri.
Phelps Health is the big organization, but he works under Delbert Day Cancer Institute.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay. So let me put that in this section here. Conscious practice. Okay, so now I have this one. Okay, perfect. What type of treatment did you receive for NHL?
CLL, not NHL.
Yes, I understand. It's a subtype. But did you receive stem cell transplant, chemotherapy?
No.
Immunotherapy, radiation, surgery.
Nope.
Okay.
Again, the only thing they've treated me with is
The meta.
Colchicine.
Yes.
Yep.
Let me write that on here. And I want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly. When you say cold cleanse, how do you spell
Colchicine.
the
CAL,
CAL?
capital QUENCE.
Capital QUENCE. Okay. Got it. I have it now. Let me put that in here. And meds. Okay. And then can I get your home address, please, Robert?
I do not have a home address.
Oh,
I live in my RV full time,
you live
karate
in your
country.
RV. Okay. That's a unique one. Let me ask what we can put in.
I can
Okay,
give you
I'll
a mailing address.
Okay, and yeah, that would be helpful. We do need to put an address on here.
So I use as a mailing address my son's house, which is 8641 Darnell, Darnell Road in Eden, Eden,
E
Prairie.
D E N. Okay.
Prairie, Prairie, Minnesota, 55344.
5 5 3 4 4. Okay. I will put that in the notes as well. Let's see. Sun's address. Okay. I put it in the notes as well for the law firm to see. Okay. And then I do have it as 8641 Darnell Road, Eden Prairie, Minnesota, 55344.
Correct.
Okay. No unit or apartment number, correct? Is that a home?
That's correct. It's a house. Yep.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically,
This
we
is my
only.
wife's number.
Okay. Yeah, typically we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. But let me scroll back up and gather your wife's information here. Margaret. Let me just put her information in here. I'm sorry, was the number 507-384-1291?
No, that's my personal number. I mean, you can use that number.
Oh, you know what? I copied and pasted your number on there, but yeah, do you mind just giving it to me so I don't have to scroll up again?
Yep, so 507-384-1171.
Perfect. Okay. So I do have it correct. I just had to scroll up again to gather it. But I do have her name on here, her phone number 507-384-1171. And then I'll put here relationship wife. So it looks like we have completed the intake. I have to just review everything with you one last time to make sure that there are no typos before we create a DocuSign, okay?
Can I just tell you, I did find one sheet for Monument Health for my first meeting there
Mm-hmm.
on May 13th, 2023. It shows Monument Health Cancer Care Institute with a phone number of 605-755-2300.
605.
755-2300.
Okay, got it.
But they don't list a doctor.
They don't list the doctor. Oh, that's
Just
what we wanted, right?
my name and date of birth and the date that the meeting was, 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So it was like a meeting that you had with the doctor that day or the cancer care. Okay. I'll put that in the notes as well here.
I'll keep looking, see if I can find something.
Okay. No problem. Okay, so let me scroll up here. I'm just going to review some important details before we create that DocuSign. The last thing we want is for some typos to show up on the DocuSign. So I'm just going to keep scrolling up. Okay, Robert. So I did get permission. You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything with another law firm. You were diagnosed. You did mention it was CLL and SLL. And let me keep scrolling down here. We are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And then you were diagnosed 8/28 of 2022. And then you were exposed, you were spraying Roundup for 12 times. Well, actually, for 12 years, sorry.
12
Two to
years.
three times a year for 12 years.
Correct.
Okay. Does everything sound accurate so far? Okay. And let me keep scrolling down. And then Robert L, last name Mundahl. No
Correct.
suffix to your name. You are married. I have a last four of social 0171. Date of birth 2/7/1955. Current age is 70. And then I'm gonna keep scrolling down here. Email we confirmed earlier, MANKATO 1973 at AOL.com. Phone number 507-384-1171. I have Margaret, same last name, 507-384-1291.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then let me confirm the address here. Okay, yeah, I have the address on file, 8641 Darnell Road, Eden Prairie, Minnesota 55344. And then I have the emergency.
That's Eden Prairie,
Yes,
PRAI. Okay.
sorry. Yes, that's correct. Thank you for that though, because in case I did have it wrong, that would have been important. So yes, I do have that on there. It's Eden and then PRAIRIE.
Correct. Thank you.
Perfect. All righty. So if everything sounds good, I will be submitting this shortly. I just wanted to let you know before we wrap up, I want to make sure that you know what to expect next while they're working on your claim. The law firm usually reaches out to you to finalize your claim, okay? So when they do reach out to you after your file goes through compliance and if all checks out, they will call you and introduce themselves. Sometimes they have me conference you in. We just want to let you know this is completely normal. It's part of the process to confirm all the details and ensure that everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim, okay?
Sure.
So if you see any paperwork from them, just make sure to review it and then return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. So since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared when they do call, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. I know, so it's just we always have to say that because some people are like, "Oh, I already answered that or I already provided that," but there are some extra steps. So what I'll do now, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and then I'll be sending you that document shortly through your email, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Robert. I'll be right back with you. Hi, Robert. I'm still here. Okay, I'll be right back with you. I'm just preparing the
Thanks,
document for you. Thank you
I
for your
tell you, I found
patience. I'm sorry?
I found the doctor's name in the registry.
Oh, you did find the doctor's name?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, let me scroll to that section so we can write him in. Give me one second here. I gotta find that section again. Let's see. Okay, so what was the doctor's name?
So I will spell it for you.
Okay.
So it's A B D E L hyphen G H N A I. Last name is A Z Z O U Q.
EVDOU.
QA.
Okay.
I'll spell it last name again. A as an apple, ZZ OU QA.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's why I don't remember his name.
Yeah. Let's
Abdel
see.
Ghani Azuka.
Okay. I think this is. I well, when I typed that in, somebody did come up here, but I don't. What
And he
state?
may have he may now have left Monument, but that's the guy I was dealing with at the time.
Okay, so it did come up with a doctor, but I don't know if this is him. Is it ABDEL?
Yes.
Okay, and then hyphen GHANE or NIE.
NAI.
Yes.
And then
And then
Azuka, AZZOUQA.
I'm sorry, A as in apple.
Yep, ZZ, two Z's, OUQA.
Got it. Okay, let's see. Oh, okay. I found them.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, he showed up right away at Monument Health. Okay, let me enter his name. Perfect. Now we got that. And then, oh, I guess it's asking about your treatment. I thought I had filled that in. Let me fill that in really quickly. Oh, I did fill that in. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Immense. Okay. Yeah, it's just, I have to review everything one last time and let's see. Okay, perfect. Let's see. Okay, let me try submitting this now. Hopefully it goes through this time. Just needed something else filled in, but I filled that in. Just had having to do with your treatment. And it looks like it did go through this time, Robert. Please let me know if you received it in your email.
Let me look now.
Yes. And then I'll stay
Okay.
on the phone with you if you don't mind just confirming that you received it. And then I'll stay on the phone in case you need help with signing.
Okay. to. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like I've got Denise Santoli.
Yes, Denise Santoli, that's correct.
I'll look at that.
Yeah, take your time, take some time to review it, and then I'll be right here if you need assistance with signing, okay? No rush.
Okay. Did you get the DocuSign done?
Oh, hi, Robert. Did you sign it and finish it already? Okay. Let me look on my end to make sure that I have everything I need before we get off the phone. Perfect. Awesome. It looks like we have what we need so far. Let me look at this other document here. Okay.
I'm going to give you an
Perfect. So,
alternate. I'm going
I'm
to give you an alternate address too. So the one address I give you is my son's house. I also use my daughter's house, the
Oh,
one in
okay.
Rolla, Missouri. You probably should have that address also.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything on the intake is already completed. The law
Okay,
firm
that's
will
good.
be receiving this retainer with your son's address. However, if you would like to also add your daughter's address, they'll be more than happy to assist you with that. They could add it on their end.
Okay,
Okay?
that's fine.
Because it only gives me an option to add one address anyway, but
Okay.
I'm
Okay.
sure they have a way to enter your daughter's address as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, Robert, everything looks perfect on my end. It was a pleasure assisting you today. I will be sending you my direct line in case you have any questions. And then I'll also be providing you with updates. As far as either the law firm will be contacting you directly or they'll have me conference the call in. So I'll keep you updated on that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you
Sounds
so
good.
much for your time, Robert, and I'm wishing you the best on your health journey, okay? We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Thank
Of
you. Appreciate
course. Absolutely.
it.
Have
Yeah.
a wonderful evening. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.